The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Our specialist teams are there to support you so you can keep your business going and growing.
Protests across several Russian cities and here in Moscow against mobilization. And the habitual response from police.
Well, as we've heard there in recent days, Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to mobilize several hundred thousand reservists has caused a level of panic and unrest among many Russians. Lots of them have taken to the streets while others are paying extortionate prices to fly out of Moscow. Has the war further highlighted the inequalities between the haves and the have-nots in Russia? And what is the current state of the economy? I'm joined by Moscow correspondent for the Daily Beast, Anna Nemtsova. She's on the line. Anna, first of all, the question of, we've read a lot of headlines about people getting out of the country and flights became incredibly expensive. Is this really a case of you might be able to get out of this if you've got money, and if you haven't, you're in trouble?
This is the case. That's true. Ever since Vladimir Putin declared the partial mobilization on Thursday morning, I've been interviewing people who are either trying to get out of the country or those who are helping their colleagues and friends to get, as they say, evacuated from Russia, already from Armenia. They're sending them money from Central Asia. The flights before the speech, Putin's speech, for instance, to Armenia or to Turkey were around $200, $300. And already by the end of that day, they jumped up to $1,000. I heard about the highest price to Almaty in Kazakhstan, $14,000 for one ticket. So there was panic. People were trying to buy tickets to Turkey, to Central Asia, to Armenia, and quite soon there were no tickets left.
Is it possible, Anna, that there were stories of people driving out of Russia and looking to go to Finland and other places? Is it possible that they might even look at closing those borders?
That's the fear, absolutely, in the air. People are now talking about one more date, September 27, 28. There is a rumor that authorities are going to close the borders. For now, every man in age of reservist, younger than 50, is taken to a small room in Moscow airports. They're questioned about their intentions to travel. Authorities, public officials check if they have tickets to return to Russia. And their names are checked on the database for reservists for mobilization. But so far, everybody's been able to get out. There were no cases of people getting banned from getting out.
What about those who don't have the money, who cannot afford to take any of those options to get out? I mean, I'm thinking about maybe poorer villages in some of the regions. What do you think this is going to look like for them?
It's actually happening already. We've seen so many videos from poor, remote regions in Buryatia, for instance. That is one of Russia's poorest republics, close to Mongolia on the Baikal Lake. People are getting rounded, basically pushed into buses and taken away. Their families crying. We see very miserable scenes so far. Families saying goodbye to their loved ones. We see videos of men who are older than 50. There is one video of a drafted soldier who is older than 60 and has multiple health problems, but he was still enlisted and taken away.
And you've been talking to a lot of IT tech employees, people like that. And, you know, some of them are leaving or looking to get out. Is there a real danger of a huge brain drain there?
There is a huge danger of a brain drain. In fact, I've been interviewing Russia's best IT techs who are evacuating their companies, so dozens of men. And those are the last ones Moscow had. Many of them were helping Ukrainian victims of this massacre. They were sending them money in cryptocurrency, they say. And now they're openly from Armenia and other places that they're saying that they're going to help Ukrainian refugees, Ukrainians who are suffering from this war. And this very intelligent man in 1930s with a couple of higher education, they are definitely against the war. They're very angry. They say our country's been stolen from us, and now we're refugees. Actually, starting from Thursday, they say, everybody running away, expressing their attitude for Putin's decision, are refugees.
Okay. Certainly things moving at a pace there. Anna Nemtsova from the Daily Beast, Moscow correspondent, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.